Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, and this is W.C. Handy Remembers. During this hour, we'll hear the music of a grand American composer, commentary by W.C. Handy, and insights on the origin of his most intriguing blues. We'll hear an unrecorded Handy tune from a rare broadcast of 1940, and a wide sampling of his blues played by Bessie Smith, Artie Shaw and Duke Ellington, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Billie Holiday. This is Ole Miss by Sidney Bechet and Mez Mezro, a tune first published and recorded by W.C. Handy around 1917. W.C. Handy's Ole Miss, Sidney Bechet and Mez Mezro recording on their own independent King Jazz record label in 1945. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm, Jumping Swing, Classic Blues, and Hot Jazz, Old and New, the third part in a series about W.C. Handy, composer, cornet player, and bandleader, but more importantly, one of the very first folklorist collectors of blues music. Handy made monumental contributions to American culture by preserving the blues and folk music he heard, interpreted, and incorporated in his music, adding to it with his own considerable skills as a composer and lyricist. And he was the first to publish blues music around the year 1910. Bessie Smith and Billie Holiday were both incomparable interpreters of the blues. Bessie waxed Handy's Yellow Dog Blues in 1925. Billie Holiday was accompanied by an all-star band of Benny Carter in 1940 when she recorded two of Handy's finest tunes, St. Louis Blues and Loveless Love. Now, the latter had been a huge hit for Handy and was based on the popular Careless Love Blues that had already been around for some 30 years. Now, the day in 1921 that William Christopher Handy conceived his own lyric and setting for the melody, and even before it was published, he took Loveless Love to the Vendome Theater in Chicago, where it was introduced to wild acclaim by Alberta Hunter.
Like a hydrant, it turns off and on. Like some friendships when your money's gone. Love stands in with loan sharks when your heart's in pawn. If I had some strong wings like an aeroplane, had some broad wings like an aeroplane, I would fly away forever, never to come again. For love, oh love, oh loveless love, has set our hearts on goldless gold. From milkless milk and silk, grafting times we never saw. That's why we have a pure food law. In everything we find a flaw, even love. Hair. That man relief. There's been much excitement and more to be. You can hear moaning, moaning night and morn. She's wondering where her easy rider's gone. Cablegram goes off in inquiry. Telegram goes off in sympathy. Letters came from down in Van. Everywhere that Uncle Sam is the ruler of delivery. All day the phone rings, is not for me. At last, good tidings fills my heart with glee. This message came from Tennessee. This is your easy rider. Struck this bug today on a southbound rattler beside the Pullmacar. I've seen him there, and he was on the hall. All you easy riders got to stay away. The edge of vamp is, but the high key falls. He's gone where the seven cross the yellow dawn.
Three of composer folklorist W.C. Handy's enduring blues favorites. Yellow Dog Blues, sung by Bessie Smith in 1925, and Billie Holiday in 1940, St. Louis Blues, and Handy's touching Loveless Love, also known as Careless Love Blues. I'm Dave Rathauer. Thanks for joining me on Jazz Rhythm for this third and final chapter of W.C. Handy Remembers, the music and recollections of America's foremost blues composer, folklorist, and collector of folk blues. During his life and after his passing in 1958, Handy received a steady stream of tributes, honors, and awards, including a 1928 concert of his music at Carnegie Hall, a park and statue in Memphis, two Hollywood film musicals, posthumous Hall of Fame awards from the Grammys and Nashville Songwriters Association, a U.S. postage stamp bearing his name and portrait, and today numerous music and cultural festivals are held in his name. I think that from time to time, Handy's been unfairly accused of exploiting the blues in authoring tunes which were not strictly original themes. But he freely acknowledged that he was documenting the music of his people. His 150 published settings of folk, spiritual, blues, and original music demonstrate his remarkable talent for creating enduring melodies and moving compositions. Now, here from 1940 are, now I believe these are the first recordings of two little-known Handy tunes, starting with Chantelet Bas, Sing 'em Low, in a lovely setting by Artie Shaw, and the obscure Heist de Window Noah. Now, this premiered on a broadcast of the Chamber Music Society of Lower Basin Street on a 1940 NBC, this was the so-called Blue Network, radio tribute to Mr. Handy. Thank you.
When W.C. Handy was a child in Alabama, he attended a church built by his grandfather. At that church, he heard a lot of rhythmic spirituals, many of which he later arranged and published. Here is one of them in a special treatment by Maestro Paul Lavelle, Heist de Windo Noah.
This is one of the earliest recordings of Handy's Aunt Hager's Children's Blues. It's Lad's Black Aces in 1921, the year it was first published by Handy. Aunt Hager was originally conceived as a much slower, sadder tune by Handy, almost a dirge. He explained that it was based on a mournful musical motif he'd once heard sung by a washerwoman as she hung clothes one cold night, singing, "Your clothes looks lonesome, hanging on the line." Religious and biblical references are not unusual in Handy's music. For instance, the biblical figure Hagar, an Egyptian, was servant to Sarah, wife of Abraham. Because Sarah was barren, she gave Hagar to Abraham so that he could sire a child. And in his autobiography, Handy explained that Black Americans often spoke of themselves as Aunt Hager's children.
Old Deacon's Blevin, his flock was given the way of living right. Said he'd no winging, a ragtime singing juvenile. Up jumped that nigger and shouted out with all her might. Oh, just different nigger's children harmonizing to that old mournful tune. It's like a choir from on high broke loose. If the devil brought it, the good Lord sent it right down to me. I'll let the congregation join while I play those loving eight-acre blues.
Sun go down. I hate to see the sun go down. But the gal I love, she done left this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. I'm gonna pack my suitcase and make my getaway.
St. Louis woman with the diamond rings leads the man around by apron strings. If it wasn't for powder and store-bought hair, that gal of mine wouldn't be nowhere, nowhere.
Got St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. I got the St. Louis blues, blue as I can be. That gal got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. If you don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Don't like my peaches, don't you shake my tree. Get out of my orchard and let my peach tree be.
Hey. Mississippi River, long, deep, and wide. I got to find my baby on the other side. Take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis. Take me back to St. Louis before I blow my top. I want a big fat mama to bring me gold and a tall slender mama to send my soul. Send me, mama, send me. Yeah, send me, send me, send me, mama. I gave it up, baby, because you know just what to do.
You gotta go,
you gotta go,
you gotta go.
And when you go, you know you gotta go. So take it out and shake it out and go, man.
The change of the key.
Go on, St. Louis. 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 Go on, St. Louis.
I'm going back to old St. Louis town. Cause these doggone women sure can bring you down. I'm going, yes, I'm going.
We heard Jack Teagarden singing W.C. Handy's Aunt Hager's Blues. With Eddie Condon's band in 1947, Wild Bill Davison sounding great on trumpet, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, and the Delta Rhythm Boys 1943 Jump and Jive version of St. Louis Blues. Again, it was by far W.C. Handy's most popular and widely recorded song. St. Louis Blues made the top 20 on music charts 21 times between 1914 and 1948. And it's one of the most recorded jazz tunes of the 20th century, providing Handy with a steady income for more than four decades. Here's a little bit of Art Tatum's interpretation. Hearing W.C. Handy Remembers on Jazz Rhythm, I'm Dave Radlauer, and you can send me comments or request a program playlist at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag, now an online monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime, interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at mississippirag.com. Gypsy guitarist Django Reinhardt knew a great tune when he heard it, and as usual, he gave St. Louis Blues his own unique twist. Thank you. the unmistakable sound of Django Reinhardt, Stephan Grappelli, and the Quintet of the Hot Club of France, their St. Louis Blues from 1935. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for W.C. Handy Remembers on the award-winning Jazz Rhythm.